Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today for another lesson in A Course in Miracles workbook. This is your host, Brother T, with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning, love.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Good to see you here. Okay, we're going to be discussing lesson 274. Today belongs to love. Let me not fear. Let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Today belongs to love. Let me not fear. Father, today I would let all things be as you created them and give your Son the honor due his sinlessness, the love of brother to his brother and his friend. Through this I am redeemed. Through this as well, the truth will enter where illusions were. Light will replace all darkness, and your Son will know he is as you created him.
A special blessing comes to us this day from Him who is our Father. Give this day to Him, and there will be no fear today, because the day is given unto love. Today belongs to love. Let me not fear.
And so it is. Let us join together now again for a brief moment of silence. This brief moment of silence, this turning within, is really what's being pointed to in this lesson. When we give this day to God, we're giving our attention to the voice for God. That's the only way we can give to God. The only thing we have to give to God is our attention. Our awareness, our presence. And as we connect through the practice of the holy instant, we turn within. We connect by asking and beginning a conversation of dialogue. Are you there? What's the truth? And allow the conversation to begin. Let the dialogue begin. Giving God, giving this day to God, giving God my awareness, is the exchange, the echo of love. And in this connection, in this joining and union in relationship with all that is, I am now transcending the third dimensional experience. I've gone from the outer to the inner. I've gone to a new dimensional experience. I should say, a transformed dimensional experience. And I'm joined there with love. And there is no possibility for fear there. It cannot go with me, nor can the past, nor can my judgments, nor can the ego mind. It cannot travel with you into this dimension, this new way of being joined in mind. And that's the blessing, really, is letting all of those false errors, misperceptions, leaving them all behind. That's the blessing. Today belongs to love. Let me not fear. By giving fear my awareness, I can only fear when I'm giving fear my conscious awareness. I can only love when I'm giving love my conscious awareness.
And you speak of one of my favorite teachings, beloved, of giving my full attention and appreciation to love, to the beloved, to I'm sitting in our living room and I can practice this with you, that not only am I, as God created me, but so are you. And then going out in the world and remembering the sinlessness of myself and everyone else, and how my full attention and appreciation to love transforms my vision, and such that I see that. You know, sometimes sitting there or hearing this, you know, how can that be? But we just trust that it is. We're being asked to let. Today I would let all things be as you created them. So in addition to the full attention and appreciation of love and making that our North Star, making that our declaration and our goal, it's also then followed by a letting and an allowing. You know, the Beatles had it right, you know, let it be, let it be, let it be, let that which is already complete in the mind of God be, that we may see it made manifest in our expression, our experience, our vision, our thought, our words, our ideas, and our doing. So let all things be. And there's a special blessing for each of us today. So going forth, we're being assured today that as we practice this lesson, there's a very special blessing for us today. A special blessing. So to have this anticipation of this blessing today, of receiving it, of being open and receptive to whatever it is this day, And of course, the mind, when I was a kid, my mother didn't want to wrap presents anymore, you know, for Christmas. And I said I would do it. And she said, do you promise not to look at the gift? And, you know, so that you receive it on Christmas without knowing what it is. And I said, yeah, but I didn't. I looked at every gift I wrapped, including my own, because I just had to know what the gift was going to be. And so, you know, there's a special blessing today. And I don't need to know what it is in this moment. I'm just assured and I know. And it's got something to do with love. It's got something given unto love. Something to do with that. Something to do with goodness. Something to do with the sensation and the assuredness and the ease of letting all things be, and the gift of relaxing into this way of life. There is a flow in this that is promised, that I'm beginning to see and hear, where we can relax, where we don't need to make a gosh darn thing happen, that we can just allow. And doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to just let it be? So today belongs to love. That's my goal. That's at the beginning. And when I make that declaration, I'm releasing the idea, let me not fear. It's like it's not both. It's one or the other. And when I make my goal, my attention, love, then I can be assured that I do not fear that. So I'm very grateful for this lesson. Today belongs to love. Let me not fear. Father, today I would let all things be as you created them and give your son the honor due, his sinlessness, the love of brother to his brother and his friend. Through this I am redeemed. Through this as well the truth will enter where illusions were. Light will replace all darkness, and your son will know he is as you created him. A special blessing comes to us this day. I didn't mean to read that all again, but gosh, it's just so beautiful.
It is indeed. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for joining us today, Mighty Companion. We love you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send